Welcome back to another segment of Cosmic Connection. I'm your Cosmic Connection, your host, Michael Elizan, for the next hour. And it's a very exciting time in my life right now, because Aurora Lights, in my book, Prepare for the Landing, has now become available to be to order copies. Actually, right now, the manuscript just went to the printers, the publisher. In the next 7 to 10 days, they are probably printing up some copies. But I just got my new website up, which you can also link to it from channel4themasters.com. Actually, you can connect with it from most of our websites. The new website, prepareforthelandings.com. You can actually download the book, as an ebook version. Right now, today, set up that way to do it if you want to get that, or if you want to wait and get the more old-fashioned, people still love to read paperback versions and put them on their nightstand and read it whenever they want to. That will be available. You can also, but you can place orders right now, actually, because they're all going to be coming out here right away. So it's very exciting. You know, I've actually, and I admit this, that, you know, the first draft of the book was actually completed about 8.5 years ago. And the reason that, you know, I always say to people, you know, there's God's time, our divine creator, and then there's our time. But if we learn to align our time with God's time, no matter what the circumstance, then it really becomes a powerful win-win situation. So as much as it was frustrating to wait all those years, I realized as I look back on, you know, trying to get this first book out of, actually, there's several books in the Divine Blueprint series that are going to be periodically in the coming months and years be published. There's actually 6 books in this series. And this first book, Prepare for the Landings, which, again, you go to prepareforthelandings.com, you can write today or get download an ebook version of it. And, you know, start enjoying the preparation for what's going to be happening, because this book very powerfully prepares everybody for divine intervention, mass landings coming up. Something we've all known, most everybody knows deep inside, that this horizon event was destined to occur. It was only the question of exactly when. And that's still the $64 million question, exactly when. But I believe that we're going to, in the next few years, very likely, considering the frequency shift that this planet just went through, are going to definitely experience open, what many call open contact, first contact, rather. It's been called first contact recently, but I want to say Aurora Light and I both, you know, we've both had our personal experiences, which the book goes a lot into. It goes into, of course, our personal communications and experiences. And for me, of course, a lot of it was verification and confirmation of what inevitably going to occur that this book totally outlines and prepares you for. Something that we've all been known deep inside, and as I share in the book, something that I've had conscious memory from the time I was born. I didn't come in with all the veils, cosmic amnesia over my mind, as I share in the book, based on our personal experiences. But I always had a lot of memory from the time I was born that this was a sacred promise. This was definitely going to occur, as I said, just exactly when exactly was a little bit of the question. And the timeline, I have a theory that the timeline, as we refer to that, has been changed and altered. And somewhat, and because, in fact, one of the persons that I devote almost a whole chapter to, quote her quite extensively, is Tuella, very famous channel and contactee back in the 1980s, 1982. She published a very famous book, which was more limited for, just specifically for the volunteers, the star people, walk-ins, indigos, specifically for them, that was called Project World Evacuation by the Ashtar Command. Now, my book, of course, takes it to a new level. Not only, quote, refers to a lot of her material because it's confirming everything I've been getting, and I say that's why I devote most of a chapter to her sources and to her book, Project World Evacuation, but I take it to a new level because this book not only is for the volunteers, but also for a certain segment of the masses who have woke up just recently. And that's one of the reasons I realized that I couldn't have gotten this book published, as frustrating as it was, many years ago, 8.5 years ago when it was really finished back in 2000, because I had to wait for this planetary frequency shift that just in the last year or two, very recently, especially in recent months, occurred. It also dawned on me that I couldn't publish the book until after this recent election. And, in fact, one of the chapters, a lot of it is about Obama, and some of it's related to one of my postings on my website about him fulfilling his mission and destiny, and also other sources that confirmed who he is and where he's from. And also, I realized, very interesting enough, that I couldn't have published the book until I heard an experience that I shared two weeks ago, when David Sirita was a guest on my show here in Cosmic Connection. And it was interesting because David Sirita, as I'll just briefly mention, and then I invite you to go back and listen to this show, because all my past shows are archived here on Cosmic Connection, as is Aurora Light Show, in fact, Bill Alex and both Aurora's show. It used to be, Natural Light has now, of course, become Vortex Network News, and Bill Alex, of course, Progressive Technology Hour. It comes on before me. He interviewed David Sirita a few weeks ago. And, which of course, when David Sirita was on Bill's show, he was very specifically very scientific and very technical. He was one of those people that's very comfortable both in the left-brain scientific technical area as much as he's familiar as in his right-brain area, very comfortable with New Age spiritual metaphysical areas related to cosmic information. And I mention him because in what occurred 2 weeks ago when he was sharing, and it was just as the book was getting ready to go to the publishers, the last bit of editing was being done. It was interesting how we sometimes hear things or become aware of something, which is significant because of the timing, the synchronicities, if we're open to that. And even in regard to this book, Prepare for the Landings, there's been a lot of synchronicities, a lot of things that have led up to the finding the time when God, our divine creator, chose that the book would be ready. And so David shares an experience on my show 2 weeks ago about how he had never heard of Tuella consciously. And yet he had had Ashtar start to appear to him a few times in the last few years because, as I said, though as scientific and technical as David is, he's very tuned to the spiritual metaphysical New Age. And, of course, David was the guy who narrated that very famous shuttle footage, the STS-75 in 1996 when the shuttle in February, I think it was when it broke off, the 12-mile-long tether. And he analyzed this film by NASA, this infrared ultra-low frequency film that's actually photographing other dimensions in a sense, showing the Merkaba ships, he calls them in plasma form, moving in front and behind this 12-mile diameter. And it was interesting because David shared something with me, which I forget if he shared it on the show or afterwards, but the interesting thing about that incident was that there was a mechanism on that tether that is able to release nitrogen gas. For certain scientific reasons. Well, it turns out that NASA, Mission Control, and the shuttle crew could not themselves activate it. But it got activated, and guess who activated it? Our friends upstairs, the ETs that were hovering around that you see in the film. I'm told that they activated so that the tether that you see in the film is 77 miles away, lit up. Huge. You put your finger up to the film, it's like about an inch long, but that's about 12 miles long in the actual film. They did it, so of course they would light up, and it would help to, highlight this whole, in a sense, cosmically highlight this event. And of course, David analyzed it, and it was very clear that these were higher extraterrestrial dimensional vehicles, because you see this round ball, kind of a round swirling thing in the center, is kind of a dark circle because it's creating a vortex action. And we discussed this on our show 2 weeks ago, part of what we were discussing. But what he shared on the show is fascinating, which I actually put in the book two or three paragraphs, and summarizing it. The fact that David would share this experience with me, even though the event happened in 2007, and David Sirita had never consciously heard of Tuella until this incident. Now, David had just purchased this book, which was titled Ashtar, which actually was a compilation by someone else. A few things related to Tuella and many other sources, and it was all called Ashtar. And he put that on his nightstand that day or the day before. It was just around that time he had purchased this book. As I said, he had never heard of Tuella, so I devote a whole chapter to it in my book because of the significance of the world evacuation, divine intervention coming up. And that her book, published in 1982, is still very accurate about the fact they're not just going to do one wave as an emergency scenario, as they did in Atlantis, but a series of waves. First, what we call a secret wave, not secret that it's going to happen, but secret as far as a date is concerned, but they're planning to do it suddenly, have mass appearances as well as mass landings, and then it would be followed by a series of waves, as I describe in detail in my book. But I'm outlining this because it kind of sets the stage. And so in 2007, when David had just purchased this book and was laying on his nightstand, he has this dream vision where Ashtar appears at the head of his bed, and there's this very young-looking woman. At least she looks young now, since she passed on. But she identified her, referred to herself as Lady Tuella. And both Ashtar and Tuella referred to the book he has as a nightstand that there's a reference to about the upcoming world evacuation, which, of course, in her original book, went in details about. Well, the next day, David and his wife, Crystal, who live right here in Sedona, Arizona, looked for the reference, and they couldn't find it. Well, two or three nights later, Tuella herself, dressed in this beautiful iridescent space outfit, looking young in her immortal light body, of course, materializes at the head of his bed. Now, the book that was on his nightstand is not at his nightstand, it's now in her hand. And she's holding it up and pointing to it and say, the reference you're looking for is on page 57, and promptly dematerializes. Now, it's significant about hearing this, because as I was getting the book ready to go to the publisher, final editing had taken place, I wasn't planning to add anything more to the book, I hear this message, and I realize I had to put some little thing in the book, which is interesting. It's just a wonderful, kind of like a kosher stamp from Tuella herself, one more manifest, and I realize that Ashtar and Tuella both have been doing their rounds. Isn't it wonderful to have a great cosmic backup team, as Aurora and I used to say many times, you know, when we'd often go into towns before we'd do our lecture, the ships would appear. There'd be a major UFO sighting, for example. And then we'd come into town and, and contact the media and stuff, and it was like a ready-made audience. Well, now I realize that Ashtar and Tuella both have been doing their rounds. They've got plenty of time on their hands anyway up there. And David said he had a lot of people come up to him when he had, at the end of his events, when he got a little more spiritual and went into the physical stuff, and he shared about how Ashtar has appeared to him. Many numerous people told him they had never consciously heard of Ashtar before, but he would appear to them, talk about the evacuation, and introduce himself and promptly disappear. So when he shared this experience about Ashtar and Tuella both appearing, and then she appearing by herself, it's kind of like a final manifestation in 2007, over a year and a half ago, it was wonderful to be able to just refer to that as the final thing, as another, just one or more confirmations from Tuella herself. And she, of course, had given me the okay to refer to and quote parts of her book anyway, when she was alive and as well as later, when she appeared to me in 2000. I felt her presence, and she telepathically reminded me about this, that go ahead and quote from her book, because she wanted everybody to know the confirmations of what she had brought out originally. Now, and since she passed on, now she's on the higher level, parting down up there, higher rounds, and again, appearing to David is one more confirmation. And it's just wonderful to get those kinds of things, and knowing, as I said, that Ashtar and Tuella both have obviously been appearing to lots of people who never had consciously heard of them before, getting ready a ready-made audience. So when our book is now about to come out, that we have a chance to connect with so many people who are now going to be very open, and what they have been given themselves is confirmation. So I'm very, very excited, having waited all these years, to a time when it was even more relevant, with the planetary frequency shift having occurred, and with various other experiences and new insights about not only what happened in the election recently and how that's significant. And there's just a lot of things going on right now that I do realize that the timing of the book coming out now, it definitely has a definite greater significance because of this recent planetary frequency shift. And so go to my website. You can go to my website, channelforthemasters.com, and you can connect and link to, of course, Prepare for the Landing. I linked all our websites together in that way, updated it. And one of the services, of course, that I've been doing for many, many years, as I share in my book also, is these transformational channel sessions, transformational readings that I do for people. And because, of course, I was brought up, for those of you who are coming to the show for the first time, I welcome you here. And as I said, all of my past shows, as well as the Aurora Light Show and Bill Alex shows, where all of our shows are archived here on Achieve Radio, as I think all the shows are. And you can go back and listen to some very interesting subjects that we have discussed. In fact, some of that I do touch on the book as well. And in future books that come out on the Divine Blueprint series, we will be going more in depth about many of these subjects as well. But this first book is definitely designed to prepare you, not only collectively, but individually, on a personal level, for divine intervention world evacuation. And the thing I emphasize in the book is this was always been a sacred promise. This was always a plan, a definite plan by the Spiritarchy and the Federation of Light that they were going to do this eventually. Yeah, as I started to share earlier, I came into this life with all of the veils over my mind. And I remember very clearly this being discussed in the Galactic Councils. And I had, in fact, one of the experiences I share in depth in my book as an ET walker speaking 1981, right here in Squaw Peak Park, Phoenix, Arizona, not too far from here, in this dreamy draw area in 1981. And it's interesting because I had memory from the time I was born that certain things would take place, as I share in the book in depth, that were precursors, that were little signposts that would occur before the actual evacuation, divine intervention would occur. And there were certain very time frames when I thought it was going to happen. Many of us, in fact, when Tuella came out with her book, 1982, Project World Evacuation by the Ashtar Command, we really thought it was going to happen back then. There was certain things that, certain confirmations that seemed to include, imply that. But what I realize now is there's been greater confirmations that now we're entering into a time that's even more important. Because a new generation of indigos, new souls have incarnated on Earth to be here to ground the light and set the stage. There was a lot less number of people back in the early 80s when many of us thought, and Twella herself thought it might happen. And when she published her book, right before she published her book, by the way, as I've shared in mine, she received three major sightings of ships. A big mothership appeared in the sky as a confirmation of the three waves of evacuation. In other words, more than just one. This big mothership over, actually, I think it was over three nights in a row, the big mothership appeared in the distance, huge, you know, probably over 100 miles in diameter, off in the distance, and slowly moved away into the, off away from the planet. But she was waiting there early in the morning, she was told, and to look for this as a confirmation, not only your information, of the three major waves. And so I share that in depth in my book. She had some really interesting experiences, some beautiful stuff that she channeled. That now, either it's, most of it's hard to get a hold of, some of it. It's, but I'm just sharing this with you because of many things that occurred. When the ET walked up to me at Squaw Peak Park in February 1981, that was a very significant time moment because in the councils, as I said, before I came into human embodiment, 1953, when I incarnated, I was told that there would be things happening in my life that would not only prepare me and prepare others, and I knew I was eventually going to publish one or more books on this, but it would set the stage as a confirmation, certain confirmatory signs, confirmations in the, about what was going to happen, as well as hearing from other sources. And I eventually, when I connect with Twella, that was a confirmation, what I had already received. So it was, but I knew that there would occur, a being would walk up to me incognito right off the ships and share information and details about it. And it occurred in 1981, except what he shared with me, this ET, some of it was altered, as I share in the book, because of the timeline frequency shift. I believe there's been a timeline change. A new timeline, in a sense, has been overlaid the other one, so not as many people have to die or suffer. There's not going to be all the massive upheavals. In fact, as we get toward, you know, one of the things that Alfred Weber himself has talked about in a number of shows ago, one of the biggest cover-ups that's going on right now regarding NASA and our Earth astronomers is that this entirely, this planet, but this entire solar system is literally being pulled right now to the center part of the galaxy. Alfred has talked about this, and I've been reading through the same thing. And, you know, in, by 2011, 2012, this entire system is going to cross the entire center of the to the center part of the galaxy. That's what's literally going on. And the fact that astronomers must know this, by the position of the stars, they have to be aware of this. This is one of the biggest cover-ups right now. I know because they're freaking out because they're afraid, what will people think about this? Well, what's happening is that this is part of the planetary frequency shift, preparing and gearing us up for open contact. I think by 2012, possibly not before, maybe a little later, but I think before 2012, 2011, I think we're going to have very strongly, if things continue as it appears to be, I don't like to predict dates or times, and because I thought in 82 things were going to happen, but we all learned that we have to go with the flow. But according to the way the vibrational planetary frequency shift is occurring right now, and surroundingly the Aztec Mayan calendar, certain things seem to indicate by 2011, 2012. Now, David Sarita had an experience where an angel appeared to him, and according to certain confirmations he had received, he feels 2011 could be, and that even the Aztec calendar has been slightly misinterpreted. There are certain people who feel that the Aztec calendar really says 2011 rather than 2012. There's still some differences of opinion about that. But he believes on his website, in fact, he talks about this, that he thinks there's certain confirmations seem to imply 2011. Now, whatever time it is, all I know is that it's going to definitely occur. I'm not attached to times or dates. We have to learn to go with the flow because, as I feel, the timeline is kind of shifting around right now. As more people wake up, which means more people are open consciously, as well as by reading this book, which is powerfully going to prepare everybody on a mass level, on a conscious level, then you become very aware of the details of exactly what they're going to do. Now, there's still a little variance of free will of exactly, I mean, to a degree, almost everything in the book I feel is going to definitely happen, but I think some things can be slightly altered, mostly it's the time frame of exactly how much of it's going to be as far as how many of the ships are going to hover over the Earth or how many of the mass landings are there going to be. Some sources, and in fact, they've confirmed to me this too, that there's already huge motherships positioned right over all the major cities, Federation light ships. All they have to do is decloak themselves, and we will see them. They're already there on a higher dimensional plane. They've been surrounding this planet in guardian action. As Aurora Light shares in one of the experiences she had, which is in the book, is when she was around 24 in northern Michigan, and how thousands of ships appeared, decloaked themselves, that is, came into the third dimension where she could see them. And so later when she shared that story with me, when we connected in 1981, and to me it didn't surprise me that she, at least, that she was one of many people are aware, she saw the ships up there, and I told her this, they're in guardian action surrounding the planet. And so this was just one more confirmation that they're up there. They've been surrounding this planet in guardian action, protecting this planet from negative forces. A few renegades still have existed up until recently. And that's another thing, too, that as I do touch on in the book, higher forces have told me this, that, you know, humanity has been intensely tested for our discernment. Part of that test, one of the major parts of that test, is what our world leaders have been up to. And one thing we do have to be cautious about is we don't want any the officials being able to try to fool everybody in believing when this event does take place. By the government trying to put a spin on it, by creating another one last false flag event and try to put a spin on the beautiful experience that's going to happen as if it's some invasion, alien invasion going on. This is something that I've always been concerned about, and I touched on a little bit in the book, that we, if we are discerning and we demand for there to be accountability of our leaders, and we ourselves come from a position of integrity, and we live our life that is respectful of the sacred laws of creation, and we are living our lives and being accountable to our actions, to the laws of karma, to also what is called the cosmic law of grace that's coming on the planet, and we come in that vibration of being discerning and being accountable, then I don't believe we have to go through one more kind of, we've already gone through enough false flags with the idiots who have been in control of this planet up and now, the cabal, as I lovingly refer to them. Well, the cabal has been given the ultimatum, I've been told. Either they cooperate with the higher forces of light for the will of the people, like for the people, by the people, of the people, because I've been told a few years ago after 9/11, the last major false flag event that was allowed, the last major on a mass level, which was a wake-up call for everybody, that was the only reason it was allowed, it was to teach us to discern and to demand accountability, and we have to demand accountability, but if we live our lives responsibly and we discern what's going on, then I don't believe it's necessary to have to endure any more of these, you know, tests that we've always been tested. But right now, especially, I think Mother Earth, and I've been told this, Mother Earth cried out to the universe and asked for help and said, I cannot endure any more pain, the hands of the cabal, the hands of these forces. I ask for help and rescue, as well as for my all of the lives that are living on my planet who don't want to go through any more pain and suffering, who don't deserve to go through any more pain and suffering, and that we're tired of the school of hard knocks. We're tired of being manipulated by all these other forces. So the wonderful good news, is, as this book describes in detail, prepare for the landings, is that what has been planned for quite some time, and now we're coming down to the wire, is a specific plan of helping us help ourselves. It's not that they're coming in to, it's like the old, one of the channelings that Dr. Master this posted on the in the channel material section of channelforthemasters.com, based on many ufologists who go, well, if you think the benevolent space brothers are going to come in and save you, you're grossly misunderstanding. Well, that's based on their lack of understanding. I don't think we, by nature, are lazy. I don't think we want some cosmic free handout. That's not what's going on in world evacuation, divine intervention. This isn't for them coming in, us sitting down and laying around and doing nothing and waiting for them to just beam us up without any responsibility to it. My understanding of the whole experience is because we've earned the right. It's because we've shown responsibility. It's because we've taken Earth embodiment, volunteers in Earth embodiment as star people, And for those of you who have never seen the list of NASA star people characteristics, which is also in our book, you can go to my website, channelforthemasters.com, and you'll see the entire NASA star people characteristic list that Brad Steiger compiled when he worked in the 1970s with NASA engineers and scientists and realized that there were definitely volunteers in Earth embodiment. Because when we take Earth embodiment, as I share, we bring an energy with us. And it doesn't matter whether we come in at the moment of birth or near the moment of birth as an incarnate, or what is called a walk-in as a soul transfer, soul emergence, as are many of those on Earth too, or as an indigo or crystal children, many of the recent ones coming in. And, of course, the largest group of volunteers ever to take Earth embodiment were the post-war II babies. We took advantage of the post-war baby boom. A larger group of us came in at that time. But there's been a great number have come in the last 20, 30 years to be here now, to ground the light and set the stage for this wonderful experience that's about to occur. So we took responsibility. And so if we were lazy, we wouldn't have taken Earth embodiment here, first of all. And the point I make is that in the book is that it was promised to us. I remember standing in the councils and also writing debriefing before I beamed in my Earth Mother's womb. I actually have conscious memory of living in my immortal light body in storage, as we all did, and I didn't have veils over my mind. So I remember beaming into my mother's womb, choosing my Earth parents because of their metaphysical background. And as I've shared many times, they were followers of the very famous channel Edgar Cayce. And I became a channel was because my Earth father was a professional stage hypnotist. And he found out about Edgar Cayce being activated as a channel. I guess Cayce had a little personal challenge, which I believe he wrote into his life script, that he would face these challenges like we all do. We all write these interesting, exciting life scripts and with some close calls thrown in. Because if it was all dull and boring, it wouldn't have the impact on us. But we also know that we have the cosmic backup to help us. And I think most volunteers in Earth embodiment, most star people, indigos, walk-ins, have experienced one or more incidences. That's one of the characteristics of being a star person, where you should have died or been severely hurt. Something intervened on your behalf, and you survived. And if you rose to, if you dealt with it instead of running from it, you became stronger, and you can then help everyone else. So for those ufologists who try to denounce this whole thing of there being a divine intervention as just some cosmic welfare system, we're all just laying around saying, twiddling our thumbs, say, hey, come on, beam me up. Of course, beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here. Sometimes we feel like that. But we plan to be here as the ground crew, so to speak. We plan to be the intermediaries that would set the stage. And I really believe, as I started to share a little while ago, that right after 9/11, there was a huge vote taken on the higher realms. And unlike most of the elections up until the recent one, which was turned out differently, most of the elections in our past have been manipulated. Vote fraud, vote scam has occurred. Well, one of the things I received from Ashtar last year, in December of 2007, he told me, in fact, that if we would do our constitutional duty and put our integrity up there in front, we would really rise to the occasion. That they would make sure our votes were not manipulated. And I'm really convinced that this recent election occurred the way it did because the cabal was not allowed to manipulate the elections, plus an overwhelming response to people wanting change as well. But in this election that we took on the higher realms, we maybe basically 99.9% of everybody said, yeah, we're tired of all the struggle. Please come in and help us. It was like an official acknowledgement that was a given. And so, the majority rules. So a vote was taken, and the majority decided we want divine intervention. The time is now, and this is why it's going to happen. So people who tried to downsit and put it down as just some escape type of thing, no, we're going to be lifted up for 2 or 3 weeks of our time, as I share in depth in the book, a little R&R, and I want to give all the story away, but 2 or 3 weeks of Earth time, and then come back as liberation teams, and in a very pragmatic level, really get to work as creating transition communities of light, which I'm hearing meeting more and more people who are part of this mission to develop and set up these communities. And Bill Alec and Aurora Light, one of the things they're going to be doing, of course, is what they call the Ranch Project, as they talk about on their Bill Alec talks quite a bit about, is to create one of the many communities of light by developing technologies and developing them very quickly and getting us energy emancipated and develop technologies that will allow us to go to other worlds as well as what the Federation of Light shares with us. We have to do our part. They're going to do their part, and together it's going to be an incredible time. And I'm really jazzed, really excited now that this book is going to be available, is available to download right now. And you can order the paperback copies because they're going to be available within the next couple weeks. And I've already got a huge email list of people who said, put me on your list. I want to get a copy. So you better order it right away because their first copies are going to be gone pretty fast. And, of course, then we'll print out more copies. But I was told years ago, once this book came out, the masters told me this, it was going to cause a major planetary shift, actually, when people can hear consciously what they inwardly have always known but maybe couldn't put it into detail in words, as my mission has been, to prepare humanity for this wonderful, magnificent, awesome moment, this historical moment, this planetary defining moment, this planetary epiphany for a lot of people who, as I said, had never consciously heard it, but deep inside, especially since the planetary frequency shift, have known or sensed this event was going to occur. And isn't it wonderful to be able to share this, everyone else, this cosmic good news, because of what we've all known deep inside. And to be able to have the memory, which is what I, for years, looked forward to this time, that I could share this knowledge, not only because I had physical contacts that verified to me in their physical presence when they lifted me back up, because some emergency, life-threatening situations I've gone through, which I wrote into my life script, and while I was aboard the ship, in their physical presence, on that higher dimension, reconfirming again, reminding me about this plan. So it wasn't just I just got it in channeling as in the sense of being an art. I not only got it in channeling, but my channelings were verified and confirmed in their physical presence of what they had planned to do for a long time. So that's a very important thing. And then linking with other people also got confirmations, and on and on and on. And I know there's people out there right now listening to this show who have also, Ashtar, as I said, and David met people who told him that, where Ashtar would appear to them. They never consciously heard of him before. Of course, after he connected with them, then there was kind of like, I think I know this being. I think I know this cosmic dude. And when he said to him, yes, the evacuation's coming up, or something to that degree, and then dematerialized. So I know that Ashtar and Twella both, as I said earlier, have been doing their rounds, creating a ready-made audience. So when this book comes out here now, there's going to be so many people so excited and so jazzed to get the details of what our friends upstairs, and keep your eyes on the skies, as I always say. Yes, what they have been planning for quite some time, but as they share, unlike the emergency evacuation in Atlantis, where it was a one-time deal, that was if you didn't make it that one time, you had to come back and do the whole cycle over. Well, isn't it wonderful that we're going to have more than one chance? And one of the things that I mentioned in the book, which I will just mention, when people say, well, you know, who's going to determine who's going first because of the waves, it has to do with vibration. I think one of the things that's one of the most important things of all, which is also related to these people who try to skeptically say, well, if you think they're benevolent space brothers are going to come down and save your body, you're mistaken. You know, I say to these people who are what I call cosmic isolationists, these people who just don't get it. That's a term that I noticed Obama used quite a bit to certain. He says, they just don't get it. Well, that can mean several different things. There are some sources, some levels of humanity that just didn't get it about why higher forces feel obliged to help us. Not to come in and hold our hand and do it all for us, but to participate as co-creators with us, to help us help ourselves with wonderful solutions. So all of the challenges that we've been struggling with, and one of the things that I added to the book, one little page at the end, regard to Stephen Bassett's information, is the end of the UFO ET truth embargo that must occur. And another thing called Nisara, which would end our economic problems. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to let a little group of few little power elite group control the rest of us by manipulating us economically and all the resources being controlled. It's time to end all that. This is what this book sets in motion and explains why, in vivid detail, why we absolutely have to, why it's a cosmic given, why it's a done deal cosmically. It's just the question of timing and how the timeline, you know, plays out here. And now, also, I just want to mention, too, at the ends of my shows, at the last 10 or 15 minutes, I try to keep open for people who are interested in getting a little insights. I do these, what I call cosmic hors d'oeuvres, little short, little cosmic readings, minute or two at the most. They're not like my, and these are like little cosmic appetizers, but they're not like my cosmic entree. There are 90-minute channel readings that I mentioned earlier that I provide. Those are when I really get into channeling down, because when I do those sessions, they actually have me on an energy beam from the Merkaba, from the light ship, and when I do the longer reading, they are downloading, not only when Ashtar and different masters are speaking through me, but they are downloading very powerful higher light encodements, they're called, kind of like positive galactic subliminals. These higher light encodements, which are unique to each light worker, are downloaded onto the tape of the 90-minute session that I do. and I tape it, and then I send you the tape. And I'll tell you, these are very powerful. I love to empower other people. And it's really wonderful watching people on a personal level, not only for the personal things of their mission, which also prepares them for what's coming up here shortly, but that's something I've been doing for many, many years. And now to have a book that collectively, in a different kind of way, helps to prepare all of humanity for what's coming up. But the last 10, 15 minutes of the show, I try to provide for anybody who wants to call up. If you have any questions you want to get spiritual insight about, something you're going through, a challenge, or just any metaphysical questions, anything about past shows I've done. I'm always open to answering questions or going a little more in-depth about things. So I welcome any callers right now when I call in. I want to get insights. I, as I said, try to keep the last 10 or 15 minutes of the show available for that. And meanwhile, I just want to let everybody know, and as I often say, you know, technically, you know, Aurora and I are the authors of this book, but I really always kind of say, in even regard to my channeling work, I try to give God and the hierarchy most of the credit for the work that I've been involved in. The only credit I can possibly take is to try to be a clear channel, be a guardian to the information, and make it available to everybody. I'd like to give credit where credit is due. But so the sense of being very humble, feeling very appreciative for having the opportunity to now impact humanity in a really wonderful, inspiring way. Because people are looking to hear good things. Not just some airy-fairy fantasy, but something very pragmatic that's coming down here literally. Coming down to influence us, to impact this planet in a wonderful way, and that our friends upstairs who have been in guarding action, who have given a lot of time and energy, are not going to let this planet go through horrendous disasters. You know, as I shared in a recent show, there's still a lot of people out there who have up until now still see the future through the old three-dimensional dialectical worldview, three-dimensional reality of horrendous disasters and upheavals and chaos. A false flag events. No, that's not going to be allowed by the Federation of Light. I mean, we're all tired of it. Mother Earth is tired of it. We've had enough. We've had it up to here. As they say, Mother Earth wants to party a little bit, wants to have experience the golden age. I really believe, and I touched on this earlier, when Alfred Weber talks about it, what we call metaphysically the great central sun. Every galaxy has one in the exact center of the galaxy. What we call metaphysically the great central sun, Earth astronomers call it a black hole. That it's 4,000 times bigger than the sun here. So within 3 or 4 years, as I mentioned earlier, our solar system is literally being pulled right to the center. Now, those of us of the light, it's going to be a wonderful thing because we're going to experience the planetary ascension, which is going to be completed by that time. We're going to be living in the golden age. When we pass through the portal, on the other side of that portal is the golden age. And for those of us in the mass majority of humanity that have recently allowed themselves to go along with this vibrational shift, we're going to be in bliss and ecstasy. It's going to be a wonderful time. But for those beings like, well, Cheney and some of the others who seem to have wanted to manipulate us, all I can say is we got to send them a lot of love and light because they're going to experience the pain of everyone they've ever caused pain to. And they're going to be recycled to the Godhead to be as if they ever existed, literally. And so the higher forces have reached out to them, especially recently, and said, look, we can forgive you of all the evil things you ever did if you will sincerely turn to the light and use your power to benefit humanity. We're willing to overlook some of the past evil karma if you will balance it out by using your power, by using your influence in a constructive, user-friendly way. That's because we're either part of the solution or part of the problem. So they're being given one last-ditch chance here. Now, it doesn't seem like people like Cheney are too, forgiving, listening to what he has said recently about he just thinks everything he did was just fine and hunky-dory, and he still agrees with it. Well, some people just don't seem to learn lessons. You can't teach old dogs new tricks, I guess. That's just the way it's been on planet Earth. But Earth is ending its karmic cycle in the next few years. The endless wheel of karma is coming to an end, coming to a close, and all of a sudden we're going to be experiencing a beautiful golden age, a time of bliss and ecstasy. I mean, that's what we've all been wanting. That's what Mother Nature has cried out, and we're going to get it. And I just think it's such an exciting time to be living now, to watch the changes. I understand there's a lot of people who are suffering, and I send out love and light to them so that perhaps it won't be as intense and we can get through what for some people is a very difficult, challenging time. But I do feel that the more we surrender to this new energy, that are trying to fight with our human ego and trying to stay in the old three-dimensional level, which is why a lot of people see things in a very discordant way. Their view of the future is going to be askew because they're not taking into account this recent planetary frequency shift. And all these religious people, in fact, who believe that the Bible, they talk about the Word of God. Well, yes, God gave many of the earlier people information, but because because of the planetary change or the fact that the things that they described in ancient times with biblical terminology, and they didn't understand modern-day events looking through the new level of consciousness, that even God, divine intelligence, can alter and change things if God wants to. Kind of like that prophecy of a religious prophecy of a biblical city that was supposed to be destroyed and then wasn't destroyed, as an example, because the people got religious, or rather spiritually woke up, had an epiphany, a spiritual self-realization moment, and changed their life. A miracle happened, and then God didn't destroy the city, or rather, it didn't have to be destroyed, because they kind of got their act together and changed things. Well, on a planetary level, that's what's happening right now. And we have to really tune in now to this consciousness shift and see that the future is not filled with all these destructive, false flag events that some people still believe. Those of us who have made the energy shift realize how much we're being helped right now behind the scenes, and how the higher beings are getting ready to put on a big show. And according to many UFO sightings, there's more and more sightings occurring. More and more of the ships are lowering themselves closer and closer to Earth. There was a big sighting not too long ago in Mexico, just a few months ago. Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships were videotaped up in the sky. They had broad daylight going all over the place, because in other countries they're a lot more open, of course, than here in the United States, where there's been a vast cover-up. And it seems to be, as in the UFO ET, end of the UFO ET truth embargo, as Stephen Bassett and Alfred Wilbur and others have said, that other countries, as open as they are, they are waiting for the United States to make the official announcement. And I believe that's why we have to inundate Obama and his new administration with the desire and demand for him to open up and end the UFO ET truth embargo. End it once and for all. Also announce Nassar. We've got to do this. It's not no time like now. We need the back-engineered technologies that they have for over six decades made available only to government black op levels. It's time for the people to have access to this, which would end our environmental and energy and economic problems and challenges right now, period. It's ready. The stage is being set. What we have to do is act as in a man of mass level, and if enough people demand it, it will have to change. And, of course, if you go back to earlier times, it's only been about 3 or 4% of the population who caused revolutions and changes. Well, now it's an evolution. Now it's a consciousness revolution, demanding change, demanding for the world leaders to come and to answer to the will of the people. So I think we're on the verge of the most dramatic thing, and I'm really excited to be able to be a part of helping everyone know and understand what the plan is. So when you go to my website, channelforthemasters.com, as well as healthgalleria.com, ufowest.com, and amusingmuse.net, which is Aurora's website, and prepare for the landings. All the websites are linked. Go in there, download the book, Prepare for the Landings, right now. Start to enjoy the plan in detail. And you can also place your orders for the book, the paperback version, which is going to be available in another couple weeks. Because I know already I have a lot of people who want to get copies. So I would suggest, like, kind of like reserving your spot, so to speak. Yeah, order it now so you can get your first come, first serve is the old expression here on Earth. And we're going to be printing up more copies, of course, as we get more orders coming in, requests for the book. I also am open to being sponsored for events. I've done events not only for organizations, but in people's homes. You know, doing events, 12 or more people get together, and I can come in. And I also am going to be setting up a book signing tour here very soon. Usually takes a month or two for Barnes & Noble and Borders, of course, to set things up through corporate. But I am going to be doing that, and I'm open to going to different places here in the United States, and eventually it works out. I'm also open to getting the book translated into other languages, if there's time to do that, depending on when they make their move. I do know that the higher forces wanted this book to come out first for a little while before they make their mass move and appearance and landings. I definitely know that. So there's a certain window of time here that we have to get ready and prepared for what's coming up. As I share, of course, the book does help you on a personal level realize some of the decisions that are important as far as dietary considerations, lifestyle changes, things that you should incorporate right now. And it's just good old galactic Earth common sense to do those things anyway, because from a health point of view, you'll feel better. And part of it is getting your vibrations of your physical body high enough that when the light shifts flip the switch and there's a resonating beam, your body can vibrationally attune to that. And as the masters often say they love that bumper sticker. In case of rapture, this earth vehicle, this car will no longer be operated. Or I heard, saw one bumper sticker that says, in case of rapture, this car is yours. You're left behind. But it has to do with the vibrational thing. And so based on dietary considerations, and one of the things we do go into in our book is about these beautiful crystals, these custom-designed crystal pendants that Aurora and I make available to the light workers. And one thing that the masters do, because it's not just a mass design, each of them are custom designed. You go to channelforthemasters.com to the Health Galleria section, or to healthgalleria.com website itself, you'll see these beautiful rainbow crystal pendants that are vibrationally attuned to each light worker. In other words, even though the basic design of these pendants look very similar, if I had a dozen of these pendants lying on the table before me, as I often share this story, and the one thing you will notice is different kinds of metal. You have a choice to choose to order them in different sterling silver or 14, 18 karat yellow or white gold. That's your preference. But what the masters do, even though we use the same gemstones, is to vibrationally attune that pendant. Once you place the order and the masters start to overshadow the master artisan who does the work for us, so that kind of like the higher light encodements that are on the tape of the readings that I do for each light worker, these higher light encodements that they also energize the pendants with now are unique to each light worker. And we also charge these pendants off of a crystal we have that was charged off of Dr. Ray Brown's crystal. Yeah, because after 30 days, you could take a million crystals and they would all pick up the same frequencies. So they're charged up to pick up the more powerful healing energies of his crystal from Atlantis when he found it off of Bimini. One of the, we devote a whole chapter to the book describing that whole incident and how that is also a wonderful tool to prepare people to raise their vibrations. Just one of many synergies. There's many things we can do that can raise their vibrations, or there's things people do that lower their vibrations. So whatever we can do that we can include in the mix, in the positive energy recipe, that can amplify your auric field, that can raise your vibrations, is really wonderful. Another great thing is this ionic detox foot bath, which we just added not too long ago to the Health Galleria section. That's a great device, the ionic detox foot bath, to get all the heavy metals, all the toxins out of your body. And you watch the water turn dark when all that comes out through your feet, through your lymph glands, and it also has a great device hooked to it, too, that when you, kind of similar to Dr. Bob Beck's or Raoul Rice technology, hooks to your wrist. This is the new form that we have that allows you to, as the blood circulates in your body, frequency according to theory, because we're not going to make any medical claims, but people who have experienced this, it also raises your vibrations and clears off the toxins while it's also releasing it. So it makes it, it's like it amplifies what the normal detox foot baths, the older designs that didn't have this device. This actually enhances more of the toxins coming out of your body and makes your lymph gland work more efficiently and effectively. And when you get that out of your body, your vibrations raise. It's really wonderful to have this technology available to help prepare you on physical earth levels, health-wise. It's just an incentive anyway. So you feel better, you sleep better, you get into a higher vibrational mode, so when an event happens, you will be one of those, based on the vibrations, that's ready and prepared to be taken up on the sick wave or at least the first major wave. There are two other ways after that, but I'm just sharing this with you, that there are steps that we each can do individually and collectively on an individual basis that can prepare a large segment of humanity because, as I said, if your body isn't vibrationally attuned to the light ship, if your body has too many toxins in it, that's kind of like excess ballast. That's a little bit of a problem. So they have talked and shared this information with me for years about sharing this with the light workers and the general public. If you're living your life based on higher principles, then you'll have no problem experiencing it. But if people have a lot of toxins in their body, that can be a problem and a conflict there. And so it just, you know, makes us feel better anyway by clearing out a lot of our bodies now, make it easier and more prepared for the time when it does occur. So we do talk a lot about that in the book, and certain concerns and questions that people have will be quite answered. And on a personal level, these channel transformational readings that I do on an individual, personalized level will give you even more clarity on an individual basis of what you each individually need to do to set the stage for this, if you can be, in fact, a part of that group that is first lifted up. It has nothing to do with believing in it. So that might influence it. It has to do with openness. It has to do with how the energy level of your physical body. And I emphasize this. I get a little redundant sometimes, as sometimes the masters do also, but they just want to emphasize these things. Now, with little time I have left, there's a caller calling in, Tricia in Massachusetts. Do you have a question there?
No, I was just wondering what messages you could give me to
have a particular concern of anything?
We only have about a minute left here.
Unfortunately, time is running out, but is there a particular concern?
No, I just wanted to know if there was any messages for me.
Well, I would just quickly say with what little time I have here that this is going to be a particularly important, empowering time for you. And, of course, I don't have time to go into all the details, but we all have choices. And I feel like you're coming into a time right now, they're telling me, that your choices are going to be a little more clear of what you choose or don't choose over the next few weeks, the next few months, perhaps than any other time in your life.
Great.
So just kind of pay attention to some of the signals and clues, little synchronicities around you, because I think the masters are going to give you some certain messages in that way. But if you also chose to get the longer, in-depth readings that I do that are very transformational when you play the tape back many times, that activates your DNA RNA. And that really helps to set up any momentum, create momentum in your life. And I always enjoy doing those because it really gives people a chance to plug in to the cosmic circuit. Fasten your seatbelt. But I want to bless you, and I'm going to have to get going. The show's about to come to an end here. But thank you for calling in, and I look forward to connecting. And go to my website, and I'll link with more later, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
God bless you. Well, as we come up to the end of the show, it's amazing how sometimes things go real fast when we're, enjoying sharing, enjoying our experiences. Time is just an illusion. But you notice how time seems, some people say, is speeding up because the vibrations of the planet are shifting. But we are entering into a very accelerated rate. And the more we can attune to this vibration, not only does it help to prepare us on an individual and collective level for the being beamed up aboard the ships when the time is right, or when they land and we go aboard the ramp and walk up into the craft itself, that's possible at that time too. It's just on a personal level, we will feel more in harmony to the planetary frequencies that are already shifting on their self. The people who will have trouble making the planetary shift are the people who are holding on the human ego to the old, dense levels of consciousness. I know for some people that has been a little difficult because beauty and joy and things that exist in great quantity in the higher world, people have had such painful lives on Earth that it's hard for them to comprehend a paradise world. But that's what the Earth is going to merge into. So I say open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your consciousness, and go to prepareforthelandings.com, order your book, download it, get ready, get your friends hep to what's coming up, because it's inevitable. It's a given it's going to happen, so why not prepare for it? Why not enjoy understanding and studying it and getting ready for it and sharing it with your families and your friends and getting everybody on the planet, jazzed about it and celebrate. This is a wonderful celebration of our friends coming in here to help us. And so until next week, as I always like to say, keep your eyes on the sky and prepare for the landings.
Everyone, this is Bill Alec, and I'd like to say a few words today about channelforthemasters.com. Michael Elejan provides a direct voice channel to such entities as Ashtar, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, and many others. He also provides full life readings for the star people and the light workers. And his website again is channel MichaelForTheMasters.com. And I know Michael's been doing this work now for over 30 years. And again, his website is ChannelForTheMasters.com. Hello everyone, this is Bill Alec, and I'd like to say a few words today about the July 2008 Extraordinary Technology Conference held in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Order a complete DVD set by January 1st and get $100 off. This is in addition to the regular 10% member discount. Speakers include Brooks Agnew, James Baer, Dr. Omar Amen, Dr. Len Horowitz, Ron Knott, Harvey Fila, Ty Robertson, Thurston Ludwig, Murray King, David Yerth, Sir Charles Schultz, John Maluski, Charles Osman, Forrest Pittman, and many others. If you're ordering online, please make note in the special comments section about the end-of-the-year special. Call today at 520-463-1994. Call today.
Listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.